Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone out there in the world. Hello. welcome here to Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And thank you for being here in this space. Thank you to the listeners listening now. Thank you to the guests we have. Just thank you for the people that listen to the show repeatedly. Give thanks, all your comments. Man, thank y'all out there. Like I always like to say, there's power in this space. When we come together on one accord, thinking on the beauty of life and trying to better ourselves, and just in the power of the moment, relaxing our mind and really here, we're all connected at that point in time. I truly believe and know that, okay? So let's do this thing. This is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm Keylane Greenwood, the one and only urban life coach. Check it out. And here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, this is the place where we learn and promote taking control of our life, not letting life take control of us. I'm doing it, making progress, getting results. I'm still on the way hitting the target. So I don't have all minds together, but the key thing that I like to stress, results, progress, okay? What it is in your life, where you're trying to get to, what's in the way, let's get it, okay? We can do this. Life is not random. I truly believe we have control of at least 80%, okay, of how we want our life, or at least the satisfaction. Oh, the satisfaction and the contentment is all ours, 100%. But where we want to be and the type of life we have, I truly believe 80% success rate on having that type of life we want, okay? According, of course, to our support, this, our support system and our resources. Some have more resources and support, but we can love the life we have, okay? And that's why we have the guests here. They help us close the gap in doing that, okay? Getting forward with the show, everyone out there, listening to Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. We promote learning here, living our highest best version of ourselves. Check that out. Are you living the highest best version of yourself? Ask yourself, can I be any better person than I am now? Am I being my best? Great question, ain't it? Am I living my highest best life? You're probably asking, what does that mean? Okay, look at your life in your relationships. Look at your life in your health. Look at your life, career and finances. Scale 1 to 10, how satisfied are you? How content are you in that? Is that your perfect? Is that your vision of where you want to be is the question. And if it is, how content and satisfied are you? Scale that 1 to 10. If it's below an 8, we got to change that. And we got guests here that can do that. Help us do that, okay? This show is also about promoting hope, encouragement, gratitude, love, and kindness. We also have guests on here that teach us coping skills with life, like today. And today's title is of this episode is Overcoming Adversity. So, you know, we're going to learn a tip or two about how to deal with life struggles, okay, with our guests here. So, and I got to give a shout out to the one who gives me all wisdom, and shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is my teacher and master, and he tells me and teaches me that I have greatness within inside of me, all the power he has, I can do, and I have greater because I am in him. So I have access to all wisdom, and he shows me how to close the gap and overcome all adversity and barriers and struggles, and the systems systematically how to do that. And that's what we're here for, to help each other, right? Okay, let's get on with the show. You guys, please sit back and enjoy Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Okay, moving forward. We told you the name of the episode is Overcoming Adversity, okay, with Life Coach PJ. That's the title. Not just Overcoming Adversity, with Life Coach PJ. So, who's our guest? Of course, you guessed it, Life Coach PJ. Okay, PJ is P. John. If I'm saying it wrong, he's going to correct me. We got a special treat. P. John Valcourt, okay? And if I broke it up, he's gonna let me know. And so give him some little background bio on Coach PJ, okay? From what I understand, he's Miami, Florida native, okay? Six siblings, raised by his mother, okay? United States Marine Corps. To his credit, was in the Marines, so salute. Give him a salute, okay? Fought for our country, protecting our borders. Has a bachelor's in public safety management, okay? And, of course, he's a life coach, author. And the name of his book is Overcoming Adversity. How did you guess, right? And he graduated from Destiny Coaching Academy. Okay, so a lot of skills there and done some great things. And he's going to let us know a little bit more about him before we get on with, talking adversity. Coach PJ, Life Coach PJ, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I just want to thank you for having me on the show today. I really, really appreciate to have this platform to just speak and hopefully inspire, motivate, and just bring some light into this world that can be sometimes dark. I really appreciate you having me today.
Thank you, and thank you for coming, man, because, where we're at, we're up early in the morning, 6 a.m., and you're giving me time, so we're here for the same mission, to, like you said, bring light. Get the message out there, because that's what's in our heart and that's what we do. That's what we love. Coach PJ, okay, I gave just a little about you. So let the listeners know to add on and how you help people, who you are, how you help people, what you do now.
Okay, basically you got the name right, P. John Valcourt, a.k.a. Life Coach PJ, native of Miami, Florida, went to the Marine Corps, served 5 years, got to travel the world, wonderful experience, taught me a lot of skills, graduated from the Destiny Coaching Academy. It just basically came to a point in my life where I got my bachelor's and I was going to get my master's, and I just decided to, I really wasn't feeling it, and, not anybody that wants to go on and further education, I'm all for it. I just didn't want to invest in that. I decided to invest in myself and what I truly wanted to do, and that was helping people. So became a life coach, and what I do is just help inspire people to, achieve whatever goals that they have for themselves. I just help them get over that threshold and give them that little push with the different techniques and skills that I acquired throughout the time and throughout my training. So I'm just here just to help my clients and to help anyone through anything that they're going through in their lives and any goals that they have.
Okay. For those of you listening, let me a little clarify, I'm always doing that for you guys. PJ helps others, helps people, man, and make any area of your life, if it's happiness you want, he's going to help you identify what it is, why you're not there, health, relationships. Why are you not there? What's in the way? He's going to help you get there, okay? So when he said anything and helping you get to where you want, that's, if I can paraphrase that, I believe that's what he's saying, listeners. So, you know, let's say your relationship ain't where it want to be, you know, something's in the way, you don't know what it is, but it used to be this and now it's that. Okay, now, this is the man who's going to work with you, sit down, you know, in a fun atmosphere and say, yo, look, he ain't going to say, yo, he's professional. This is me talking. I say, yo. But, you know, I'm going to get you good. But, you know, he's going to say and ask you some questions and find out and strategize with you. So this is a very, very powerful thing, you know, because you're going to be fine-tuned, okay? So just a little bit. And if you want to know more, you know, from him, of course, we're going to have his contact information, you know, up, you know, with this episode and everything. He's going to give his contact information and the stuff he's doing where you can see him at, reaching out towards the end of the show like we always do. So you guys already know that. Okay, PJ, Coach PJ. So how do you, let the listeners know how you do that. I mean, like, why don't everybody know this stuff? So how do you do it? You know, like, how do you get them there? What tools you use to get them there? Like a person, let's just say that relationship thing, the relationship ain't working too good, you know, ain't where it's at. They call Coach PJ, can you help me? So what's the first thing you're going to do? And just how you get them there? What they call you up, what's going to happen?
Well, the first thing, you know, I want to do is get kind of a background on that person, because a lot of things that we go through, whether it's relationships, work, many of the things that we come across, it kind of stems from childhood. So the issue could be deeper than just the relationship itself. So, you know, I try to get a little background on the person, and then we go from there. And then, I, like you said, you keep it real. A lot of times I just have to keep it real with my clients. And do you want to be in this relationship? Because sometimes we just stay into things because we're just comfortable, and it's not truly what we want to be in. Now, if it's something where you truly want to fix and a partner wants to truly fix, we can work on it. But if you're just there because you're comfortable, then I like to shake things up. So if you truly don't want to be in that situation, I can help you get to a situation where you truly is going to be happy. So, you know, I'm all promoting relationships, marriage, and everything, but sometimes things that we're in aren't good for us, and we have to make that change, because if you keep doing the same thing, like the old saying goes, you're going to keep, you know, you're going to keep in that cycle. So I have to get a little background on them and ask them the tough question, is this something that you truly want to stay in? If you truly want to stay in it, and it's not something detrimental, then we can go through it, you know, going to the next step on what went wrong and, you know, what we can do to improve the situation.
Okay. Well, you got it, listeners. Hey, he said it. He likes to shake things up. So he's going to give it to you, you know, realistically, you know, and see, you know, what has to be done if this is what you want. You know, Coach PJ, what are some of the common signs you see in the people you work with? What are some of the common things? Is there like a common things you see when a person comes to you? What typically do you see in the people you work with before you help them and get them straightened out?
One of the most common things I would say just pops into my head is just fear. A lot of my clients are just afraid to make that next step, because we get comfortable in where we're at. And by them making that step of calling me or reaching out, it's a sign that they're ready to make that change. So I can just hear the fear in their voices, so I have to help them get through that fear. I just the way my mind works, I believe it's a solution to any problem out there, because if you look around the world, somebody invented an airplane to go into the sky. Somebody decided to make a train. Like, we as human beings, we have the resources to do anything that we want in this world. So if it's something where you have an issue in your life and you come to me to help guide you through that, you're going to be afraid. And the main thing that I hear is fear. So I help them get through that fear, and you just have to attack it head on.
Okay. So fear. You heard it, listeners. Fear. Fear is, I was doing some studying, and they said fear is the basis of, like, almost all the main negative emotions, from anger to sadness. It's something that we fear. And I sat one day, Coach PJ, and I was just contemplating. It took me a long time, but almost every negative feeling, it was either I didn't want to lose something, or I was too afraid to go get it. You know, I was afraid to make the change, and I was too afraid. So I find that to be very true. Fear is one of the predominant things that stop us. So your book, Overcoming Adversity, Coach PJ, exactly. Let the listeners know, everyone know a little bit about what you want to come from that, and what's the gist of that, and how can it help the listeners or anyone when they read that book, Overcoming Adversity.
Well, basically, as me and you talked before the show started, we all have adversities in our life. We either had them early on, or we're going through them now, or we're going to go through them. So before I came up with the book, it just came to me, and I just wanted to write something that would inspire, help people overcome these adversities that come in life. And many of the adversities in the book are some things that I've been through, and many of them are things that other people have went through. And it gives the stories, the backgrounds on adversities, and how myself, I overcame them, or how everyone else overcame those adversities. But the main thing I want the listeners to get from this book is that you can overcome anything that you put your mind through. That adversity that you're going through right now is just something temporary, and you can get through it.
I agree. And that's one of my favorite mantras. I will get through it, or I can get through it. You know why? Because there was something back in my life that was real big at the time that I didn't think I was going to make it, and I did. So I learned the art very deeply. If the adversity ain't took me yet, Coach PJ, it ain't going to take me. Because we all have been through some big stuff, you know? We all been at that point in our lives and said, you know what? I can't make. And then you wake up the next day, right? If we can only remember that. I try to remember that through the storm. PJ. So when the listeners, or when anyone works with you, what do they come back with? So if I was to have you finish this sentence, working with Coach PJ, when we're done, you get blank as a result, who would you fill in that blank with?
I would say you get a different perspective on life. It's like you may come to me and the view may be muddied, it may be skewed. After working with me, I think the person to get more clarity. So life will look different. And it's the same thing that happened to me before I started this journey. After I got all my training and everything, it's just life. I see life different. I see life full of opportunities. And it's just like I have so many things that I want to do, and I look at it as so little time. So it's just like the excitement there, like life is just a playground, and whatever you want to get done, you can. And after working with me, you'll have that different view, and life will just be a little more clearer, and you have a little more structure and understanding of everything that you want to do and the skills to get there, to achieve those goals. So overall, they'll have clarity and just a different view on their own life and life in general.
Wow, listeners, who does not want that? Listeners, anyone listening to this, just picture this. Your life now. And now, and you have, and the picture you have for your life, the best, like, vision you can create. But you're now, I want y'all to picture that. Imagine working with someone. Now, working with them, you see all this opportunity. And now that vision becomes real to you. Now that you have hope, you're no longer, the visions and dreams is for everyone else, all the people with the money. Imagine working with a life coach that can help you get clarity and structure to get you from the current life where you're not too satisfied with. You're just like, okay, not too content with, not too satisfied. But the vision you see as your perfectness or the life that suits you, that you would be totally content with, you work with someone and they help you lay a path. Now all of a sudden you have full of hope and full of opportunity, your heart's singing, and now you know you can reach it. When you love to work with someone like that, wouldn't it just be, you know, time well spent to know you can take control of your life and design it? Here it is right now. You're with the guy, you're on the show, and this is what we're about. And Coach PJ is an exact expression of what the show is about. Because we're moving forward, taking control of our life, and that's what it's about. So y'all dwell on that. Ask yourself, am I living my vision, my life vision, my dream? If not, imagine you knew the strategy and pathway to get there. Closing the gap, what results in progress? Inching towards the goal, and that's what it's about on this show, and this is what we do here. You guys can do it. You can do it. You can do it, okay? Our life is 80 to 90% within our control. Okay. All right. Coach PJ, what are the 5 key words? Let the listeners know about that.
Oh, okay. 5 key words. Basically, these 5 key words kind of help me get on the path that I'm on right now. And the first word is truth. You basically have to be honest about the situation that you're in. Because a lot of times we're not honest with ourselves. So if you can't be honest with yourself and take a good look at the situation that you're in, there's no way you can make that change or that transformation, as I like to call it. The second key word is desire. So you can be honest about the situation, but you truly have no desire to make any changes about it. And that's okay if you're not ready, but you got to have that burning desire to make that transformation. And the third key word is receptiveness. You have to be open to the things that's going to come when you decide to make that transformation, because best believe, it's going to be some things that come. It's going to be some negative things. And, of course, ultimately, it's going to be some positive things. But you just have to be receptive to everything that comes, because it's a part of the process. And just briefly, when I decided one of the things that I made in my life was going through a divorce, and I had to be receptive to losing my house, to losing a lot of income, just different things I was receptive to, positive and negative. And ultimately, all of those things that I was afraid of happening, many of them didn't even come through, but I was receptive to it. The next key word is planning. You got to have a plan on how you want that transformation to look like. What do you want your new life to look like? So you got to plan it, and part of that is putting it down on paper, pen to paper, planning it all out how you want it to happen. And the last and most important keyword is execution. You can have the other four, but if you never pull that trigger, then that transformation will never happen. So truth, desire, receptiveness, planning, and execution. These five keywords helped me transform my life, and I believe they'll help you transform your life. So I'm sure someone listening right now that's waiting and wanting that transformation, and using these five keywords, you can achieve it.
Everyone, and that was Life Coach PJ. And before we go, of course, he's going to let them know your contact information, your upcoming events, where they can check you out, where they can purchase your book, and any other thing. We've got about a minute to you, Coach PJ. Any other thing you want to add, your contact, where to purchase the book, all that other stuff, event, let them know.
Okay. They can reach me at lifecoachpj.com. Check out the website. I have a bunch of articles on there. Also, a link to the book, Overcoming Adversity by P. John Valcourt. Or you can go straight to Amazon and type it in the search, Overcoming Adversity, P. John Valcourt. You see me standing on a mountain, and you'll know that's the right book. I'm also on Facebook, Life Coach PJ, YouTube, Life Coach PJ, Instagram, Snapchat, Life Coach PJ. And if you want to email me questions or anything, lifepurposeliving@gmail.com, lifepurposeliving@gmail.com. And I can also be reached by phone at 818-927-1129.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Coach PJ. Check the email. I'm going to be contacting you shortly, okay? Thanks once again for bringing such great content to the show. I really appreciate it. And listeners out there, I know y'all appreciate it too. That is Coach PJ, and you are listening to Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Join us next week for another empowering guest. You can download us from iTunes and Stitcher. Urban Life Coach, signing out. Love y'all.